Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Moed Katan Daf Chaf Beis, Moed Katan 22. And the Gemara is discussing some of the laws of mourning, and that's what we'll discuss today. And also, in that context, the Gemara is discussing some of the distinctions between one who is mourning for their father or mother, Rachman Olatzan, and one who is mourning for another one of the five relatives who one mourns for. So says the Gemara on Chaf Beis Amud Beis, with this respect to the discussion of a mourner shaving and getting a haircut. So we know that a mourner is prohibited to cut their hair. And this is actually the halacha in Yoredeya Simin Shin Sadi Sif Aleph. However, this law is learned out from what the Gemara says earlier on 14b, from the fact that God said to Eleazar and Itamar, the sons of Aaron, after the death of Nadab and Avihu in Leviticus chapter 10, verse 6, Roshechem al Tifro, meaning to say that they were not allowed to grow their hair wild, and which was a sign of mourning. And we see from this that all other mourners need to let their hair grow wild. And therefore, we see from this that mourners are prohibited to get a haircut. So the Braisa explains that there's a distinction about this between a regular mourner and one who is mourning for their father and mother. So we learned in the Braisa, Al kol ha'meisim kulan mistaper la'achar shloshim yom. For regular mourners, a person gets a haircut after 30 days. However, al aviv al imo ad sheyigaru bo chaveriv. A father or mother, if one is mourning for them, one has to wait until their hair grows too long and their friends rebuke them and say, leave us, meaning to say, you have to get a haircut. Then it's permitted to get a haircut. You see from here a very powerful idea that the mourner's friends are part of his mourning process. And when the mourner's friends say, it's enough, that you're doing it too much, that's a very important point, and that's where the mourner has to go and get a haircut. Now the Gemara discusses the rejoicing of a mourner, and we know that our mourner is prohibited to rejoice, like, for example, to partake of a meal where there's joy. However, and this matter is learned out from logical arguments, that since a mourner is not even allowed to give she'ilah shalom, to greet, for sure a mourner is going to be prohibited to partake in a joyous activity. The Braisa that we're about to quote will explain the length of time that this is prohibited. And again, the distinction between a regular mourner and the mourner for a father and a mother. So it says the Braisa, Al kol ha'meisim kulan nichnas l'beis ha'simcha l'achar shloshim yom. For a regular mourner, a person can enter into the beis simcha, a meal where there is joy, after 30 days of mourning. However, al aviv va'al imo, but for a father or mother, a person does not enter into this meal until after 12 months. I was about to say one whole year, but sometimes the mourning period is less than a year, but it is 12 months if there's a leap year. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Rabbi Bar Chana said that which we learned, that a mourner for other relatives aside from a father and mother comes in after, is able to enter in after 30 days, was Simchas Mereyes. But with Simchas Mereyes, that is what he's allowed to do, to go into a joy of friendship, meaning to a joyous meal that you make with close friends, which is not so rejoice with such a joy. However, to go to a real joy, like a wedding, then he has a position that even after 30 days for a regular mourner, it's going to be prohibited. So the Gemara challenges this idea. Meisvei with Simchas Mereyes, we weren't in the Braisa, so with Simchas Mereyes, Shloshim Yom. It says specifically that for Simchas Mereyes, after 30 days, it's going to be permitted. And we see from the Braisa that after 30 days, it's permitted for him to enter also to a Simcha that is from a wedding, because prior to that, he could enter into Simchas Mereyes. And this is not like Rabbi Baruch Hanna, that who only allowed Sudas Mereyes, because it says Ula Simcha Ula Mereyes. So that implies that it's for Simcha and Mereyes, it's permitted after 30 days. So this is a challenge to Rabbi Baruch Hanna, who only allowed after 30 days a Simchas Mereyes. And so indeed, the Gemara says it's a Kasha. So that's a difficulty. The Gemara, we skip a little on the daf, the Gemara brings another braisa that tells us another distinction between the mourning for a father or mother and the mourning for our other relatives, and this relates to the tearing of one's garment. Al kol ha'meisim kulan, for all of one's relatives, which a person is tearing their garment for, Korea tefach, for every relative aside from the father and mother, a person tears their garment for one hand breadth, which is a tefach, is approximately 3 to 4 inches. So, aviv imo, but for their father or mother, achi galas libo, a person has to tear the garment until his heart has been uncovered, because. And so, what's the reason for this? The reason for this, says the Yerushalmi, according to the way the Pnei Moshe explains it, is because a person has lost, once their father or mother, Rachmanu Litzlan, have died, they've lost the mitzvah of honoring their father or mother. And the honoring the father or mother depends upon one's heart. And so therefore, you have to reveal the heart. So Amar Rabbi Abahu, Maikra, where do we find the verse that the tearing of a garment for a dead relative is for a tefach, a hand breath? Because it says about King David that after Shaul and Yonasan and his son died, it says, Vayechazek David bivgadav vayikra'im, that David held his garments and he tore them. And when you hold them, it implies a minimum of a hand breath. And so that's how we know that a mourner has to tear the minimum of a hand breath.